Blog Talk Radio.
Fantasy football freaks, geeks, and fantasy football novice. Welcome to season 1, episode 16 of Inside Fantasy Football Podcast with your host, the Guru. And I say welcome back again. We're going to be looking at week 7 waiver wire gold. And I hope everyone picked up a win this past week in their league. It was a tough, close battle for me, but I fell to 1-5, lost on Monday night due to the Patriots' defense. Could not hold Patrick Mahomes in check in the second half of the Monday night game. The Sunday night game. But that was an awesome game as a football fan sitting there watching it. Whether you like him or not, Tom Brady, he is an excellent quarterback. He's not one of my favorites. But give the Devils his due. He is one heck of a player. Watching the old guard against the new guard, Patrick Mahomes. Everybody, all these podcasts that I listen to and show said, well, as we get later on in the season, these defenses are going to be able to pick Patrick Mahomes' tendencies, blah, blah, blah. Well, Belichick and the Patriots defense give the devil's due. They got some great coordinators. They had some time to study Mahomes. And, yeah, in the first half, they shut him down. Second half, they made just the halftime. Second half, he lit him up. I'll give Kansas City and Mahomes' offense coordinator, I'll give them devil due. They was correct on their play calling. They're changing, and it was awesome. Monday night game. What can you say about that? Was a nip for tat game right there. C.J. Beathard showed me something. But I'm not disappointed being 1-5 because I have made a couple of trades. I had Emmanuel Sanders, and yes, some people are going to say, well, why'd you trade Emmanuel Sanders? It's all about the draft picks. I traded Emmanuel Sanders in a 7th-round pick. No, excuse me, a 10th-round pick. Was it 11th? Anyway, I traded Emmanuel Sanders and a late-round draft pick to one of the guys in our league for a 5th-round draft pick and Devin Funches. Some people say, well, why do you want to trade Devin? Give the devil's due, Devin Funches is a hit-and-miss prospect, but it's all about the draft picks for next year. So as of right now, before we go on, I got another trade I'm working on, a blockbuster trade, and if it does go through, I'll let y'all know about it next week. But as of right now, I'm setting 1-5, 12th in our 16-team league of record, Destiny Dynasty League. So everything's possible. I'm still in great spirits because everything can change with a drop of the hat. And I'm in a public league with Yahoo. And speaking about that, on that public league, Trey, I was telling you about at the end of the show last Thursday, we had an early show at 6 o'clock. I was telling you about that trade. A guy traded me a rental player of Yeldon. He wanted a wide receiver of mine, Stephon Diggs. And, you know, I countered, offered the trade to him for, okay, you want Stephon, I want Antonio Brown. Yeah, about 10:30 on that Thursday night, Eastern time, he rejected the trade offer, and I'm like, oh, well, I wish you'd hit me back counter because I'd love to go back and forth with you, but, you know, don't offer me a rental player for a wide receiver one, especially running back wide receiver one, who now looks like it's going to be questionable going into this week. But speaking going in this week, we'll go ahead and start on our week 7 waiver wire gold. And we'll do a little things differently. I'm going to go through 2 or 3 at each position that you should look at. But also I'm going to talk about the injuries and players on bye week. Instead of like last week, past couple shows, I went through the injury report first, then dropping the waiver wire gold. I'm going to start going with each position, talking about the QBs on bye week, the injuries of note, and what's their chances of playing. We're going to start with the quarterbacks. Players on bye this week is the Packers, Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger, Russell Wilson, Derek Carr. Injury of note, Baker Mayfield. He's maybe listed as questionable on the board, but he's going to play in Cleveland's game. Ryan Tannehill, shoulder, and Josh Allen, elbow. They are both out for this Sunday. Ryan Brock Osweiler is starting to play for him. Did get last week, got his first one. Interesting stat about that. In Brock Osweiler's first start for Denver, he beat the Chicago Bears. In his first start for Houston, Texas, he beat the Chicago Bears. In his first time against Miami, he beat Chicago Bears. Sorry, Bears fans, I know you don't want to hear that, but Brock Osweiler has your numbers. Josh Allen is out with an elbow injury. He could miss multiple weeks. The Bills signed Derek Anderson, former Carolina Panther quarterback, to take his place instead of the interception-prone Nathan Peterman. Oh, well. I would not pick up Peterman or Anderson. That's just my opinion because the Bills' offense is just terrible outside of LeSean McCoy. But the players I would go after quarterback on by the still streaming possibilities, I've already preached him enough. Baker Mayfield, if you don't have him, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Mitchell Trubisky, past two games against Tampa and Miami, he's been hot. What can you say? 6 touchdowns, I believe it is. 700 yards. Another quarterback. Flacco, 3 consecutive road games in a potential shootout with Drew Brees. Stat right here. And 2 road games for New Orleans. Matt Ryan and Eli Manning has combined for 620 pass yards, 6 touchdowns. So he's averaging 244 pass yards and 10 total touchdowns, 1 interception. If you need a stream that week, go for it. If you need a stream, your starter on it, C.J. Beathard is a good one if you can't get him. Going to running backs owned by James Conner, Chris Carlson, Mike Davis, Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, Ty Montgomery, Marshawn Lynch. Injuries still to note, Dalvin Cook, hamstring, Leonard Fournette still 2-3 weeks out with hamstring. Devontae Freeman, Atlanta running back, he has gone to IR with a foot groin injury. He's done for the year. Chris Thompson is questionable with the ribs. Giovanni Bernard, knee, still out. So they're going with Mark Walton as the backup to Joe Mixon. And Darren Sproles is questionable with a hamstring injury that's kept him out the past couple of days. The players to go after on this running back position is Marlon Mack, Indianapolis Colts. In his first game back from battling hamstring injury, he played well in week 6 against Jets, 12 carries for 89 yards, along with one catch for 4 yards. He is 93 yards total, tied a career high for Mack. He'd be my first priority. You know, I told you, feel better. It was his first action since week 2, and he will be, even though this is a running back by committee backfield, he will lead the way with Nakeem, North Carolina State product, Nakeem Hines leading the way in the passing. As long as he stays healthy, he's worth buying it. He's, like I said, he's going to be the lead back out of the receiving corps. Latavius Murray, if Cook is out again, pick up Latavius Murray. But there's also a chance, so you really need to watch the reports coming out of Minnesota. It's a good guess, but you look at what Latavius Murray did against the Arizona Cardinals. 24 carries for 150 yards and a touchdown, along with a catch for 3 yards. I know another pickup, some people's not going to agree with me on this, but Peyton Barber had a good game versus Atlanta in week 6, 13 carries for 82 yards, along with 4 catches, 24 yards and a touchdown. Granted, it was against the Falcons, who are terribly defensive. Now, while Rojo Ron Jones led the Tampa Bay backfield in touches coming off the bye, Jones was held to one carry for 3 yards and 3 catches for 16. It is a timeshare. This week, but Peyton Barber would be the lead back. Another one, if you're in a deep league and you need a flex option, Frank Gore. He had 15 carries for 101 yards, along 18 yards against Chicago. It is a timeshare, and it's hard to trust Gore at 35. But he's got an excellent matchup against Detroit. He's a good flex option. One good stash keynote, one good player to stash on your bench. If you're in a deep league or you can afford to put him on your roster, Deontay Foreman, Houston Texans. He is on the PUP list coming off last year's Achilles injury, but he is eligible to start practicing now. And when he is ready, he is worth stashing. With Lamar Miller and Alfred Blue struggling to run the ball, the Texans can turn to Foreman at some point when he returns. He's a good deep stash. I wouldn't put too much fab on him. If your league allows it, put in a $0 bet or a $1 bet. We're moving to wide receivers now. Players on bye: Antonio Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster, Devontae Adams, Geronimo Allison, Randall Cobb, Marquise Valdes-Scantling, Doug Baldwin, Tyler Lockett, Amari Cooper, or Jordy Nelson. Injuries of note: wide receiver core, Cooper Kupp is out 2-3 weeks with a sprained MCL. T.Y. Hilton, but he is back practicing full, according to reports today. He should be a start this coming week for Indianapolis. Calvin Ridley's questionable with an ankle injury. Amari Cooper is in concussion protocol. He's on bye week. Larry Fitzgerald having back problems. Questionable. Geronimo Allison, concussion protocol. Randall Cobb, hamstring. Mohamed Sanu for Atlanta, hip problem. Quincy Enunwa is out. Broken bone, I believe, in his leg. He's done for a while. So, if he's using a Quincy Enunwa, I'm sorry about that. He was having a good year up until he got hurt right there. Jamison Crowder's ankle, Ted Ginn's knee, all questionable, could return this week. Ryan Grant ankle, John Ross groin, Terrell Pryor groin. A look at them to grab. If you still have not and have space on your roster, Chris Godwin, Tampa Bay Bucks wide receiver, he was a go-to weapon for Jameis Winston last week. 6 catches, 56 yards, touchdown on 9 targets. He's been consistent. He's been consistent in 4 or 5 games this season. He is worth starting in all leagues, all formats. Marquise Goodwin, he had a great game. 5 targets with 4 catches, 126 yards, 2 touchdowns against Green Bay. If he can stay healthy, this is a great sign. Taylor Gabriel, he's been a star in the past 2 games, and if he stays healthy, he had 12 catches for 214 yards and 2 touchdowns on 12 targets in his past 2 outings. He is a high-end number 3 wide receiver against New England. And going with one more, Christian Kirk has emerged as the number 1 receiver for the Cardinals, with Larry Fitzgerald struggling with the back injury. And he is a good number 3 receiver against Denver. Right now, he had a career-high 7 targets versus Minnesota. As him and Josh Rosen continue to work together, you expect to see his targets increase. And another beneficiary of Quincy Enunwa's injury is Jermaine Curse. Plenty of targets for him last week against Colts. He was 9 catches for 94 yards on 10 targets. He should see plenty of targets again against the Vikings. He will be in the slot. A good number 3 fantasy. Going to tight ends, players on by: Jimmy Graham, Jared Cook, Vance McDonald. Injury note: Evan Graham could return this week. Question with Jack Doyle out with a hip. Niles Powell, questionable with the knee. Pick up this week if you haven't already. He's returning from injury. O.J. Howard, he was a prize performer in week 6 because he was able to play despite a MCL sprain. It was expected to keep him out 2 to 4 weeks. He was hurt in week 4 and he played well. 4 catches for 62 yards and a touchdown on all 4 targets. going with another CJ Uzma. He's in great shape with Tyler Offer and Tyler Cross being injured. You know, Tyler Eifert is done for the year. Uzma is coming off a solid week 6 game against Pittsburgh, 6 catches, 54 yards on 7 targets. He will have stat lines like that going forward with till Croft returns because they're going against Kansas City. We're going to take a quick break before we hit defensive special team streamers and kickers and IDP. We'll be back right after this quick break. We're looking at defensive special team streamers. I'm not going to say much about them. If you're like me, you stream defenses from week to week. Look at the matchup. But the top three for this week is the Colts versus the Buffalo Bills, Cardinals versus Denver, Broncos versus Arizona. The Cardinals-Broncos game, I will say it's going to be a defensive game. Both good defenses. Lackluster offenses. Going to kicker streamers of the week, Greg Zuerlein. Good pickup coming off injury. He will start this week. Adam Vinatieri versus Buffalo and Will Lutz versus Baltimore. And I'm going to throw a fourth one out here. Mike Bagley of the Chargers going against Tennessee. Let's look at the IDP players real quick. And just to mention a few injuries right here real quick. Gerald McCoy left the Bucs week 6. He was a calf injury. There's no updates as of yet, but if you got him, just watch it. Cameron Wake underwent arthroscopic knee injury. The procedure that he done is about a month of recovery time. He may be returned sooner given his ability to heal quicker, just watch and see. Marcus May broke his right thumb last week versus Colts, will miss a few weeks if he isn't able to play through the cast. Based on last week's usage, Terrence Brooks will figure to start in May's place if he was missing time. However, my boy Doug Milton, Appalachian State grad, could vie for a line chair to snap as well as if team feels he's recovered from his hamstring injury. Vikings first round pick Mike Hughes towards ACL. He's done for the year. Just another general note, Vontaze Burfict has several questionable at best late hits in the game and could be fined or suspended with a possible suspension. Keep eye close if you do have him. Look at defensive linemen you might want to pick up free agency. Jaron Reed, Seattle. Trent Murphy, Buffalo. They are dependable fantasy players. Looking at linebackers, if you haven't, I already mentioned one of them last week, Thomas Davis, Carolina. He was suspended for the first full game. Last week he came out against Washington, had a pretty good game. Bradley Chubb, the rookie linebacker, defensive end out of Denver. The fifth overall pick in the draft, he had been quiet up until this game against the Rams, who recorded a monster 3-sack game. And the Rams is a tough team to sack, which that makes that a feat of three tackles impressive. He had his coming out party. Also look at Vincent Ray, Cincinnati. Nick Vigil got injured last week. But Ray is a good player. Ray would be a sneaky pickup in deeper leagues if you can stash him because people may go up to Preston Brown. Jamie Collins, Cleveland. Injury to Joe Schobert is going to open up more playing time for Collins, who is fairly a clear front runner, to assume sub-package duties on top of his current base down role. And it could lead to an uptick in production. We're going to look right here at defensive backs. Demarius Randall, Cleveland, despite 34 total tackles, 30 of them solo, 6 pass defects, and 2 interceptions. Randall has largely flown under the radar this season. He's had at least 5 tackles in 5 out of the 6 games this season. So he's shown a level of consistency in that category that you want out of a safety, but he also brings big play capability to the table. He's viewed as a DB3 plus going forward. Jordan Lucas, safety, Kansas City. Lucas drew the start with starting first stringer Eric Murphy in active duty injury. He generated 10 total tackles, most coming in run support. If Murray and Eric Berry both miss another game, Lucas could be a top 30-35 DB play in week 7. Looking at another one, Mike Mitchell, who was recently signed by the Colts to fill up the strong safety role. In his first game, he played 76% of the snaps and played surprisingly well. I'll expect him to build upon his 6-tack performance from last week as long as he's out there starting. If he's available in virtually every league, and he is a decent bye week injury filler as long as Gathers is still out. That was your waiver wire gold for week 7, folks. If you got a chance to get some of these players, I would grab them. I know I have. Another one, speaking of injury, just got it in. Kiki QT. He is limited with a hamstring injury. But as of right now, he is a game-time decision. But he received his normal snaps last week. He was playing Jacksonville, so we'll have to wait and see. But everybody, good luck on your games this week. Hope you come out with a win. I know I'm sure going to try my league record. But, folks, good luck to you this week. And if you are 0-1, 5-0, or well, you're 0-5 or 5-0, 6-0, 6-1, whatever your record is, you can make a comeback, folks. Believe me, I'm telling you, you can. This has been the Guru signing off. We will see you next week at the same bat time, same bat channel here on Inside Fantasy Football with the Guru. This is the Guru signing off.